You're listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast. We believe hosting with heart is at the core of every short-term rental. With Annette's background in business operation
and Sarah's extensive hospitality management and interior design experience, we have welcomed thousands of guests from over 30 countries, earning us over $1 million and garnering us thousands of five-star reviews.
We love sharing creative ways for your listing to stand out, serve your guests, and be profitable. Each episode, we will have knowledgeable guests who bring value to the short-term rental industry.
Or we will share our stories of our own experiences so you can implement actual improvements to your rentals. Whether you're experienced, new, or nervous to start your own short-term rental, we promise you'll feel right at home.
Hello, welcome back for another great episode. My name is Sarah Karakayan.
I'm Annette Grant, and together we are
Thanks for visiting,
and this is the
Hosting Hotline. If you want to be a part of the Hosting Hotline, all you have to do is go to hostinghotline.com. It doesn't get easier than that. You record your voice, you record your hosting question, you help thousands of other hosts, because your challenge is often a challenge that other hosts can relate to.
We want to hear from you.
Yes. Okay.
Dial in.
But first, a question from John.
My name's John, and I run Seaside Shacks in Cape Breton, Nova Scotia, where it's beautiful weather from May through October. Tourism is awesome and everything is great. However, November rolls around and we get these local winds called a swat. It's a southeasterly that tips 100 kilometers an hour up to 215. That's 60 miles or up to 120 miles per hour at least once a week from November through April. Now, tourism still rolls around, and those tourists may be here during that time. I don't want to get bad reviews saying, the house is shaking, I woke up in the middle of the night, the wind woke me up. All those things are winter things. It doesn't reflect the places I own and run and manage in the summertime. Well, my question is, how do I set up two different profiles on Airbnb and Vrbo with the same listings, just one's geared more towards winter getaway, the other one's a summertime retreat, whatever you want to name it, without getting caught per se? Because I don't want any of these platforms taking down my listings, especially the ones I've had up and running for a successful 7 years. So I can't find this information anywhere online. Your podcast has been great, but it's not there either. And any help would be greatly appreciated. Thank you.
I'm trying to call us out. You've done good work, but not good enough yet.
It sounds like Le Soir should be called Le Smack.
Never has there ever been more weather-related data.
Right. So first of all, I just learned something, which is great. Okay. Let's dig in.
John, so contrary to popular belief, I don't know everything. This is the popular belief
ahead. I was like, contrary to your own belief, it was not popular.
Contrary to my own popular belief in my bubble, I don't know everything. And so I would have guessed that having two listings that offer the same, like, you know how we do the parent-child where like one house might have all four bedrooms, the other listing is only two bedrooms. Okay, they're offering two different things. That's what makes it okay. That's what makes it that Airbnb is not going to be, you know, upset with you or flag you. We went to their terms and conditions and we read them and we found nothing about putting two listings. So then we reached out to customer support and they assured us that you can list your property twice on the platform. It can be the same offering, same number of beds, it can be the same darn thing. They said, though, here's where people get in trouble is they do that. And they don't have a keen eye on their calendar. And so then guests actually accidentally double book, things of that nature. That's when you can get flagged and or removed off the platform if you're creating a not great experience for guests booking on their platform. That's their goal, is to keep people who book there happy. And so you have to have your calendars dialed in, John. That's first and foremost. It sounds like you have your stuff together, though. So like, I'm not worried about that.
Never tested this. And if someone listening has successfully had two listings on these platforms.
Well, that's not true. To be fair, our parent child, it is the same property. And we do link the calendars and knock on wood. I've never had a double booking there. Now we use Hostfully to help manage our calendars. So it's not, you know, I have this PMS backing to help make sure that doesn't happen. I don't know. I know that you can do the same thing within Airbnb. They give you the opportunity like, hey, what calendar do you want us to go off of so that they can't double book? So just be on top of it though, John. And also, John, my thought is, like, let's go to the question you asked, which is, how can you do this without the platforms kicking you off? Well, one, don't let your gas double book. That's first and foremost. But it sounds like for you, the cool thing is you're going to have two different availabilities. You want to promote the property during the winter and then during the summer. So the winter property and the reviews there don't convolute the ones in the summer.
Can we make you a personalized podcast playlist? Head on over to thehostquiz.com, answer 7 easy questions, and get a unique to your hosting biz playlist of thanks for visiting podcast episodes to help you smash your goals.
The action plan and strategies that will elevate your business is one quick quiz and a set of headphones away. Again, head to thehostquiz.com and take our quick hosting quiz today.
It sounded like he was using terms that his guests have left in reviews. So the first thing is, and this is for everybody out there, please leave reviews on your reviews and let that next guest know that those are, you know, specific during, I mean, I loved your meteorological description, John. So you were educating us that is very common. It even has its own name. I'm letting them know that that occurs from this date to this date. So I would go back in your reviews if you can and respond if you've ever had any of that and just put the exact explanation that you gave us. But also, I would encourage you, if someone does book during those months, this is the time to pick up the phone, to call the guest and just say, hey, I want to give you a heads up. This is a weather pattern that happens in our amazing area. During this time, you may experience XYZ. I think that phone call of just giving them a heads up so they're not getting woken up in the middle of the night will A, you know, if it does happen, it'll, you know, really calm down the guest. And then B, I think they would be less likely to mention it in their review if they were made aware of it. So that's something, calling ahead, even putting it in your description, maybe at the very bottom, like, hey, FYI, if you're booking these months, again, put that term that this is a very popular time for Le Swac and exactly what it is.
How can you have fun with it too, John? Like, how can, when the guests check in from those time
frames, you're going to be blown away by our place.
No, like, exactly. Like, no, right, like you, like, have fun with it. Right. Like, whether it's those your email subject lines or when the welcome gift, John, is there something around that where, you know, whether it's like, even if it's a coffee, you know, and the coffee is named, like, something to make light of it, to, it keeps bringing it to the forefront. But this way, the guests really know they're signing up for that cozy, locked in, like, stay away from the
seaside shack. But you've made them very aware that it's, because storms can be fun. Storms can be cool, but I guess not if they're, you know, shaking the shack in the middle of the night.
Right. So I like that idea, Annette, of calling the guests during this time frame. John, know your booking window. So when you open up your winter version of your property, start it, you know, did you say November or December?
November.
So I don't know what your booking window is. So maybe they start booking the winter months in August, September, whatever that is, make that available then, but then make sure you have a hard cutoff and make sure those calendars are talking to each other, John. And then obviously, you know, and you can not only communicate to your guests via the written word in your listings, but in the photos too. Maybe have some sort of image, like, of the trees, like, getting, like, whacked with wind, and then it catches their attention. And then have, like, the caption say, you are, you know, if you stay with us November to, you know, April, this likely will be what you see outside at 3 a.m.
Experience a weather phenomenon.
Talk to your guest in different ways at different times, because it's going to hit them in different ways, John. So whether it's the phone call, the image, or obviously the words you use in your copy, you'll be able to communicate with all your guests. And however, you know, something will resonate with them, and hopefully they'll understand what they're signing up for.
I just appreciate you calling in this question. It sounds like you're an amazing host.
Yeah.
7 years rocking it with your seaside shacks. Thank you for listening. Thanks for calling in and asking such a specific question. If anyone, again, like we say this, please email us. I know we have lots of hosts that are in areas, you know, with when hurricanes are very popular during a certain time frame. And I know it's a challenge for them to talk to their guests, make them aware, talk about cancellation policies. But if anybody out there has, you know, some expertise with this type of weather challenge that is completely out of your hands, let us know, and then we can continue to share that on with John.
With that, I'm Sarah Karakayan.
I'm Annette Grant, and together we are.
Thanks for visiting.
Talk to you next time.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast. Head on over to the show notes for additional information about today's episode. And please hit that subscribe button and leave us a review. Awesome reviews help us bring you awesome content. Thanks for tuning in, and we look forward to hanging out with you next week. Wonder what it would be like to have personalized guidance from Annette and me? Imagine achieving the same incredible results we helped Amy achieve, increasing her overall revenue by a staggering 187% by diving into her biz numbers. Or perhaps you'd love to boost your hosting business like Miranda, who added a fantastic $10,000 by refining her pet policy. Well, here's a scoop. There's only one way to get that one-on-one support from Annette, myself, our expert coaches, and our industry pros is by attending our on-demand workshop. Trust us, it's worth it. During the workshop, we'll make an offer to all of our attendees to join our membership. Once you're a part of our exclusive membership, you'll gain access to our elite community of hosts in our private Facebook group. This is where the magic truly happens. Members are engaging in discussions about their business numbers, occupancy rates, how to handle guest challenges, and providing unwavering support to one another. Plus, we will have live coaching calls to help you dive deeper into portfolio growth, team building, marketing, and so much more. Don't wait any longer. Head on over to www.hostmasterclass.com right now to secure your spot and embark on this exciting journey with us. That's www.hostmasterclass.com. Trust us, you won't regret it.